Mayor Michael Bloomberg has come under fire this week and has been called upon to fire New York City Housing Authority Chairman John Rea and his fellow board members, who many say have failed New York City residents. In response, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer issued a report today that he says will be a blueprint for reform. Reform that will make NYCHA more accountable, more efficient, more responsive to taxpayers and tenants. NYCHA is the nation's largest housing authority, serving more than 650,000 New York City residents. In his report, Mr. Stringer noted that NYCHA's four-person board is an archaic and confusing relic from another time. Three out of four current board members are paid in excess of $187,000 per year for a very undefined role, and he says this needs to end. At a press conference this morning, Mr. Stringer suggested in his reform to expand the NYCHA board, adding a second tenant board member to give tenants a greater voice and demand more transparency for an agency that he says operates in its own universe.
I would expand the NYCHA board. I'd go from four board members to seven. Two of them would be tenants and would serve for two-year fixed terms. The rest would serve as the pleasure of the mayor. The position of chairman and general manager would be merged for clearer authority. Think about Joe Loda and the Metropolitan Transit Authority. Think about the Port Authority, a strong chair who's also the chief operating officer. And here's another key point about our plan. No board member would make $187,000 a year for doing very little or nothing at all. We'd have a strong chair that operates this system, and we would finally go about the business of running this agency in a responsible way. We would also create an independent 501c3 to provide the tenants with expertise to navigate legal and zoning issues, paid for by using a portion of the existing $4.5 million in tenant participation funds NYCHA collects each year.
The report released today identified critical monies that have not been spent, mainly $42 million for security cameras and $1 billion in federal funding to undertake critical repairs and maintenance while tenants wait many months for basic repairs. New York Assemblywoman Linda B. Rosenthal says the size of NYCHA's board must be changed from a patronage bill to that of a professional board. Ms. Rosenthal says that she and her staff have tackled numerous issues. The foremost is repairs.
Repairs don't get done. It takes at least a year to get apartment doors fixed, to get toilets fixed, closet doors fixed. Forget about painting. You're not going to get your apartment painted. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And that's why I'm so proud to be here today with Borough President Scott Stringer in this report, which talks about how NYCHA needs to be reformed from its board all the way through the agency. You know, we're all aware that NYCHA's budget has been cut on all levels, but when you hear that NYCHA has squirreled away millions of dollars, for what, I ask? For what do these tenants ask? Not for their good, because the money is there to help with maintenance and repairs, and yet it's not being spent.
Adrienne Holder is an attorney and tenant representative on the Rent Guidelines Board. She often represents tenants who have not been able to advocate for themselves and would like to see the voice of the tenant increased.
We also would like to see NYCHA take into serious consideration tenant empowerment programs and other things that they need to do to make sure that this housing not only remains affordable and habitable, but also that the tenants, so many of them New Yorkers who continue to support our city and all the great things that the city has to do, that those tenants can have all the services and programs that are available to them so that they can continue to be a force here in New York City.
Margarita Cure is the president of the Amsterdam Houses Residents Association. She says that resident involvement is critical in changing residential life.
We do need to get more involved, the community, the residents. So when I go to 250 and argue about what we need in Amsterdam Houses, I need people behind me. We have 1,084 units. I have like 122 members registered. I need more people to come out and register. And let's go to meetings and wherever we have to go, and we'll get things done.
To review today's report, visit mbp.org. Again, that's mbp.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.